from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't go the way we wanted. The Royals dropped 2 of 3 to the Red Sox, and they had their top pitching aces, if you will, going into it. Reagans and Singer and Lugo. They got a really good outing from Reagans.
Yeah.
Did not get that from Singer, to say the least, yesterday. One of his worst outings in a while. That was un-Singer-like for 2024.
Pulled in the third.
And then in the Saturday outing, they didn't have any offense to go with what wasn't the best from Seth Lugo. So they actually lost ground in the wild card race, unfortunately, after the weekend. I mean, this is going to come down to Boston, if you look at the state, Boston, Houston, or Seattle, whoever doesn't win the AL West, because and Houston's coming on strong. We mentioned that the last few weeks. So really, the amount of teams that you're competing with for the final wildcard spot, it's Boston, the AL West non-winner, right now that'd be Houston, and it's the Royals. It's really in a three-team type of race right now for the final wildcard. Now, Minnesota, if you want to add them in, but they're actually in front of Boston, I believe, still. So that's where you're down to. Because after that, the next closest team, I think, is Tampa, and they're 5 back. So I think you can start to narrow this down. It's 3 teams, 4 teams maybe for 1 or 2 wildcard spots, really 1 wildcard spot where we're at. And that's what it's going to come down to in the second half. Yeah. Keep an eye on Houston, keep an eye on Boston, and the Royals.
Right, and the other thing, too, is that it does get incredibly easier for the Royals. I think they get, what, the White Sox and Diamondbacks when they come out of the All-Star break, so you can kind of get your time off. You can regroup. You get your bullpen reassessed with the new addition as well, and Bubich is there too. Your starters get some rest. Your whole team gets some rest, and then you get some easier teams. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's Boston, Houston, Tampa is probably going to be in the mix. We know that the AL East, they're gonna occupy the top wild card spot. It's, you know, whatever. Unless New York just completely just falls apart, which they kind of are.
Yeah, I don't think they'll fall enough to where they're not in the
playoffs.
Does
Boone make it to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You think the Yankees are going to fall off enough where they're not in the playoffs? There's too much talent still on that roster to not be a wild card team. Because the Orioles are probably going to win that division. I don't think the Yankees are going to fall off enough where they're not. The Yankees are just too good still, if you look at the roster. I understand they haven't played well.
No, I know, but they're
probably going to make another move, too,
Or four.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is what's fun, though, is like now that, like, if you want to take the glass half full sort of take of it, is that at the beginning of the year, you want to say, hey, Royals, just be competitive. Get me to St. Joe. Get me to where the Chiefs are starting next week. Mm-hmm. And here we are. But the other thing also about it is that, like, you're going from 106 losses to this year, almost a year later, into a conversation of we're in a playoff race with Houston, Tampa, Boston, Minnesota, Cleveland, right? Like, I mean, I know Cleveland's probably going to win the Central. It'd be fun if they didn't, but like, that's where your conversation is. And it's not easy. Like, not everybody gets to be in the playoffs, but not everybody gets to have the sort of, you know, legality of being able to be competitive with these teams. Houston, dominant. Tampa Bay, obviously always a playoff team. And you get to be in this conversation. You got to take care of business, right? You can't be losing 2 out of 3. More often than not, you got to take care of business. You got to win those series that maybe, and yesterday they fought. I mean, yesterday was a, you know, Singer didn't really give them a whole lot of chance, but they came back and almost snuck that one. Fermin gets a hit late in the game to make it a run game. And, you know, they're still competitive. Now, I know it's not a win, and this is maybe a millennial moral victory or, you know, whatever it is, but you were competitive with the Red Sox. The Red Sox are a very good team. We all know that. You were competitive with Tampa. You're competitive with Cleveland. But in the second half, you got to take that competitiveness and you got to turn that into wins. Because if you don't, then you miss the end of the boat, which is you don't get into the playoffs. But eventually, you're going to see some things start to turn. Now, again, like I said earlier, you get to play the White Sox, you play the Diamondbacks, you get to play some easier teams when you come out of the All-Star break and get some rest. So we got a second half we get to gear up for.
Yeah, the final week and a half of the month of July with the teams that you just mentioned, there's a chance like that can shape where this thing really is.
Yeah.
You know, not obviously by the time we get to
August. I haven't looked at the other team's schedule either. I'm not that far in advance. I'm kind of enjoying this All-Star break. But, like, we can look and see what Boston has. We can look and see what Cleveland has. We can look and see what Tampa, Houston, they have. Royals have it pretty easy.
Hey, look, the text line is correct. It's always the putting things in perspective. In March, if we would have said at the All-Star break,
that's what I'm saying. You know,
three-team race. Yeah, no doubt.
And you're
yeah.
one of them. Yeah. Instead of being like, well, are they going to pick first or second next year's draft? They're going to go from picking sixth to picking like 18th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.